This is RSB&B Update, episode 69. Brad's back! Hello, everyone. I am back this week with guess who?
Hello.
Yes, it's Brad. Mr. Barwood, Mr. Brad Woodwood. Whatever they call you in the fishing guild. Barlack. Whatever they call you in the fishing guild. Woodwood, I guess. Anyways. So,
Brad Wood is the most common.
Okay. So first you had what was the first problem you had?
The power supply blowout.
Right, okay.
And then I got that sorted. Then the hard drive on my laptop died.
Yes, so you're running on a nice system now, though, right? You hijacked one.
Yes, I've hijacked a computer.
Yeah, so that's that. He's back. He should be back for a while, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay, so what do we have this week?
99 skill capes.
Yes. Your thoughts?
They look pretty.
Yes.
Bonuses aren't that good, though.
No, the bonuses are actually pretty crappy. I thought they'd be better, but I guess not. Like, what's the point of...
But they look pretty.
But what's the point of going to level 100 in a skill?
I don't know. I guess they couldn't find anything else to do, so... I don't know. I'd like to know who comes up with this idea. They should list it in the... It's this idea was thought out by mod so-and-so.
Yeah, because then if they're bad, you can go... You know?
Go to England and go to their house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, so... That is that. So it'll make you get 99 fishing?
It might push me a bit further, because the fishing cape looks nice. And
yeah.
The trimmed one, if you have more than one 99 skill, is even nicer, so... Yeah, maybe.
Okay, there we go. All fixed. Anyways, so... It does look nice, but what's the point of the quest point one?
I don't know. The emotes.
But it doesn't raid... you know, like...
But don't you still get the base... It's better than the Legends cape. It's plus 9 in all the defenses.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Do you know what the bonuses on the fire cape are?
It's not as good as a fire cape. I think it's just plus 9. Isn't fire cape plus 12?
Fire cape... I got it. Fire cape is plus 1 to all attacks, and plus 11 to the defenses, and plus 4 to strength and 2 to prayer, so...
All the capes are just plus 9 to defense. I think it's the same as an OB cape.
Okay. Let's show. Yeah, I still have to go for the fire cape, but I haven't really got around to it yet. It's just, I haven't been able to push myself to go on the weekend, you know? And spend 700k on recharging a crystal bow, like... I don't know. Anyways, more on that later. So, capes, yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay.
I think it's a higher level update. People always moan that quests are coming out at level, like level 30s can do. Well, this is an update that you actually need 99 in the skill to get, so, you know, they can't moan now because they've got a high level update.
Yep, so I guess I'm going for 99 fletching, 99 herbivore, and 99 farming.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, fletching is the closest, but I think farming would be the easiest. I have a surefire way of getting seeds that I'm not ready to tell the world about yet, though.
Is it the thing up in, what's it called, Michelinia?
I don't know.
Farming is the skill with the people for the least number of no slayers. I'm thinking only like 55 people have 99 farming.
Yeah, so that would look nice then.
Because it'd be rarer.
Yeah, that's right, so... Okay, enough of that. Costume room. I actually like this better than the capes.
I was expecting something like a high-level bank chest or something.
Yeah. There. See, but I'm going to need... Because if you look at the treasure chest, you need 84 farming to hold all treasure trail rewards.
Ooh.
So I might need... I don't know. I might need to get 78 farming.
Possibly.
You know, because I have some stuff I'd like to put away. Toy box... Mm. I think it's definitely time for a house redesign. So...
I've not touched my house in ages. I've got the logs for 60 construction, but I really can't be bothered at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a date with Java after I do my homework today. I'll tell you why, Brad, after. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. So... Costume room. This is interesting because you can store all sorts of things like treasure trail rewards, robes, armor, capes. So, this is a good room. It's probably one of the best rooms there is right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
There's the goats in the desert.
Oh, yes, those. What the hell is the point of that? Level 36? Combat potion that basically has the same effect of mixing an attack and strength potion together.
It's a shame they didn't have that for super, like you could have a super combat potion.
Yeah,
Maybe that's later.
Yeah, then that would be useful, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be useful. So, I don't know. Another update for the newbie herb lores. Few little loose ends things. Duradel has restored Necrail to his Slayer list. That's good. Giant rats, bats, and bears have had their models and animation upgraded. Have you seen any of these?
No.
I haven't either, but I'll probably go take a look at them later. If they learned anything from the dragons, then they'll learn to keep doing what they're doing, because I think the dragons were pretty good. So, and ever since the update to combat interface, your attack style would reset. If you switched weapons to a magic staff, this no longer happens unless there's an appropriate attack style available on the staff.
They should change it so that if you log out, set on defensive mode for attack, when you log back in, it should still be on defensive mode.
Yes. You know why I'm so happy about if they did that, right?
Why?
Piers!
Oh, yeah.
They just complain so much, like at the fire giants and everything. They're all, like, whenever someone new comes in, they ask, what's your combat stats? And then if their person's combat stats are better than theirs, they're just silent. And then if they're lower, they say, okay. It just annoys me so much.
Heroes are scumbags, we all know that.
I just...
Well, the majority, there are a few nice ones.
Skill peers are okay.
Yes, like, no.
Because they don't compare compare their combat stats to other things.
I know there are at least three level 3 mods now.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At least three. The one you know, then I saw somebody at the, at Rogue's Den when I was cooking, it was a level 3 mod, and then I saw a screenshot of another one. So Dragax is starting to mod skill cures.
That's good. So, oh, yes, the Lunar Diplomacy quest poll. Did you take a look at that one?
No, what is it?
It says, what do you like most about the Lunar Diplomacy quest? See, the thing was, people...
The ending.
There was no majority of the... on that poll last week about what was the favorite quest edition. So as a result, Lunar Majority gets it. And then when they put this poll up, 54% of the people, 12,553 votes, say they haven't done the quest yet.
That's funny.
Yes. Then the next one is the Lunar Spellbook and Astral Runes at 13%.
Well, of course that would be the best thing. It's pretty obvious.
And the Lunar Staff and Armor is at 11%.
Who would think that was good? It's crap.
I don't know. I said that it was the longest quest in the recent quest editions because, you know, they've all been fairly short and noobish.
Hmm.
This one was like kind of a not noobish one. It's just funny that 54% of the people haven't done the quest when on this one.
Well, 50, so yeah.
That should tell Jagex something about quests. Stop releasing quests, maybe? I don't know. And give us better updates?
No.
I don't know. What about... Okay, enough on that. What about that Abyssal Demon glitch that you saw?
Oh, yes, where you could attack the Abyssal Demons if you had racks on. That was fixed.
Oh, it was?
And it, oh, yeah, you could attack... I said that wrong. You could attack Abyssal Demons if you had racks on, whether you had 85 Slayer or not. So if you had one Slayer with racks on, you could attack Abyssal Demons.
A cat!
Yeah, but that was fixed, and I hope the people who did it got banned.
So what do you think they'll manage to screw up this week?
Let's try everything. Jagex doesn't like to leave things out. Let's not screw one thing up, because all the other elements of the game will feel left out. Let's screw up everything. They do that best.
Yeah, they're trying to sabotage us. Like, they put the updates on Wednesday, you know?
So it gives us a shorter time to check them out.
And they go around changing the combat system, high score thing, but they seem to have this idea that we just got this code from somebody else and we have no idea what the hell is going on with it. When in fact they're dealing with, on this fan site at least, two people in a computer science program, so I think we'd be able to find a way around it. Like,
yes.
They just need to get that out of their mind that they're dealing with people who don't know anything about code.
So if you're a Jagex mod and you're listening, stop it.
Send me a message and we can discuss this.
Send me a message and I can flame you about this.
That adding a line break really doesn't affect about whether or not our stuff works. It's just a line break in the code. It's just a simple fix.
Yeah, well, perhaps they're too stupid to realize... That's just too stupid to realize you can think of a way around that.
Okay. Well, I like the room this week because it gives more bank space free, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions. I'll take this first one. Do you have a Flickr account and do you use it? Does Brad know what Flickr is?
I've heard of it. Is it something like Dig?
No, it's a place for putting up your photos and stuff.
No,
a big
I don't.
Photo have, album.
No, I don't have an account. No, I don't use it.
I have one. I was initially what?
Is there any pictures of Shane on there?
No, they're RuneScape pictures. I was initially thinking of putting up my RuneScape pictures, but it just isn't enough control for what I like. Like, I have one, and I'm pretty sure it's Shane 1208, but it just wasn't enough control for the way I like my RuneScape pictures to go, so I have one, but I don't use it. And Brad doesn't have one, so that's from Panda200X.
Panda200X. Oh.
Yes. What do you think's in store for the next year of RuneScape? Also, what's in store for the next year of RSBNB? Well, I can tell you that we plan on getting the guides up and maybe a few other things, but the rest is a secret. So, RuneScape, what does Brad think?
I think we're going to have...
hunting?
Possibly, yes. Possibly a new skill of some sort. What else?
They said they always have one skill on the burner.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that thing. Sorry, it took me a while there. Woo, took a while to process. I don't know, it's difficult to predict. Possibly new monsters, maybe? Maybe that I've put some new monsters
like
into the game?
Like a new boss monster, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe something past 85 farming?
Maybe something past... maybe some fish that you don't have to go on the stupid trawler to catch past 76.
Yes, that's right.
I think they should introduce elements to the game that you can only do at 99 of the respective level. So something you can only smith once you have 90... Well, they do have that, the rune plate body. Something you can only catch when you have 99 fishing. Something you can only cut down when you have 99 wood cutting. something you can only mine when you have 99 mining, something you can only grow when you have 99 farming, and so on.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I know what the farming one would be.
What would that be?
Well, it was a good idea, but I can't say it. It's an illegal substance.
Marijuana.
Sure.
Grow marijuana.
Yeah. Okay.
The fish could be like... What could the fish be?
That one fish. A Zindi aquatic from Star Trek.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll show you what they look like. You'd have trouble catching it.
Okay. Even sure? With my 95 fishing.
Oh, yeah. Sure you would.
Next question.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
You'd catch one of those.
Loading. Loading. What the f- What the f- That looks like a human with a mutated head.
It's a fish.
Oh my god, that looks like someone with a mushroom on top of their head.
There's another one. It actually looks like a fish.
Oh yeah, it looks like a Turoth. Do you think that looks like a Turoth?
I don't think so.
Oh well.
Okay, next question. That was from Casey Jones X. Okay, Brad, you can take this next one.
Okay, in a minute. Right. Brad, are you going to try and get to 99 fishing? There's 99 cages coming out. Yes, I'd like to, but that's like 3 million experience to go, and I really, really can't be bothered. I'd like to try. I fish for a while, and then I get bored of it and go and do something else, and then I come back and fish. I'm like 150,000 experience to 96, but I am really bored. So, yeah, sometime, but I will be getting it soon.
Okay, that was from Booze. Okay, there you go. Next one.
Yes, a lot of questions for me. Brad, why do you think Shane makes up so many names for everyone? I don't know. Let's ask him. Shane, why do you make so many names?
What kind of names? Like...
Barlack, Barwood.
That's your Fremenic name. Barwood is what somebody called you in your fishing guild.
Yes. What about all the ones you came up with the staff?
Like what?
Poi Poi. They called them Poison Poi Poi.
Mushroom Queen came up with that.
Micah? Oh, yeah, Micah PK, yeah, right. Why do you come up with funny names for everybody?
I don't come up with names.
Well, then this person has got bad information.
I didn't come up with those names. That was from Shadowmaster.
Shane's pleading not guilty.
Yes, okay. Okay. Okay, I'll read this next one. What are your guys' favorite bands, and have you ever seen them in concert from Ranging God? Brad can go
first. You first. Are you first? Actually, the last question.
Nada, nil, niche, zilch, yet.
You don't have a favorite band.
Exactly.
Well, I like, Shane will have never heard of any of these, so I'll just... I like a band called Rise Again, and some of you may know them, but, no, I've never gone to see them in concert, because I doubt they'd be touring Europe anytime soon. I've never been to a concert. Hasn't Mike been to a concert? Oh, Mike, I've actually been to a Metallica concert, isn't it? Is it Metallica?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, it could have been something else, but I'm sure he said it.
Yeah, that's right.
Next question.
We're done with that one. Thank you, Ranging God. If you had to change your RS name, what would it be? From Cerador 101.
I presume he means something like we could have anything, even if Jagex wouldn't allow us. Do you think he means that?
I don't know.
Well, if I could change it to anything, I'd just have Brad. But if I had to abide by Jagex's rules, I'd probably have Brad and then some random numbers.
Yes.
Like 1-2-0-8-8.
No.
I've already created the account called Brad 1-2-0-8-8.
Oh, really?
I created it ages ago, and I've used it.
I have a few other accounts, which I'm not going to say, but there are variants of Shane1208 and...
ShaneX2794.
No.
Is that it?
No. No.
How about your MSN name?
I just want Shane, actually. There's probably some kid somewhere who has this account that hasn't even been touched.
Let me see. I'm looking at high scores. What?
It's not on the high scores.
And there's names like X on... Look up X on the high scores and see if it's there.
Okay, hang on.
Just X. It was there last time I looked for it.
Do-do?
Oh, no. No, it's not. That was my email. From the email thing.
Okay.
Oh, no. My little theory was just mods accounts, because, I mean, they could probably get around the word.
Yeah, so... I think we're done with that question.
So, yes.
Thank you, Sarador. Next one.
Brad, what is the one thing in RuneScape that you would wish really badly to happen? Now, I would really like, above everything else, to see bank chests introduced into construction. So you could have a bank in your house. And I know some people have said, blah, 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 it would make the game too easy. It wouldn't, because if you think about it, you could fletch. You can already fletch right out of banks. You can already cook in the thieves, in the rogue's den, right next to the bank, right next to the fire. So it isn't that much you could do in your house that you can't do anywhere else. It would just be more convenient. I mean, it would be some really high level, like 90 construction or something like that, but I think it would make the skill a little more worthwhile. It would make houses a little more worthwhile.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. I just want to say on this one, time runes.
Oh, God. Not this again.
Yeah, time runes.
Why time runes? Why?
Just because I could go into the future and see what's going to happen, and yet I could go into the past to the P-Hat drops.
Oh, yeah.
And yet I could also stop time if something is, like, if I'm going to die with something on, you know?
If you die, you could go back in time. Yes, that would be handy.
Yeah, so that's what I have to say. Who is this from? Blue Brissinger. I got an RSB. I got an RSB and Beidle entry from this person.
Did you?
Yes.
Don't say that. No.
We still
Never.
Need yours. We still need yours.
Singing what?
I don't know. You know that quadratic formula song that I sang once?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chris said yesterday in math he was doing that formula, and he said to his teacher he knows a way to remember it with a song. So the teacher made him sing it in front of the class. And you got a pop for doing it.
It's times like that, I think I'm glad I'm taught by a private tutor. Although yeah. I remember once, it was like 2 years ago now, and my German tutor made me stand up and do, what was it, shoulders, head, knees, and toes, something like that in German. Good God. I didn't even remember it either.
Yeah, so that's what Chris told me last night. Just thought I'd mention that, because...
That's not the sort of thing you admit to.
No. But he just said he knew how to do it, and then he sang it in front of the class.
X is equal to blah, I can't remember.
Yeah, so... That's
well, sing it again.
Huh?
Sing it again, I forgot it.
No, that's okay.
Put the words to me and I'll sing it.
Okay.
Is it long?
Yes, very long. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
Right, that question which we deviated a little from. Yeah,
that
oh no.
From Blue Brissinger.
You seem like an angel.
Okay, enough of that little deviation. Okay, what is the best place to eat around you and what does it sell? From Harry Monkey.
The Brad? Kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen.
No, the best place to eat... I don't really go to one restaurant. I like fish. There's not any decent fish restaurants near where I live. There, so, I don't like going to restaurants, because... you know, sometimes, you know, they don't always... I mean, if you cook it yourself, you can have what you want, whereas if you go to a restaurant, they might not have exactly what you want. I don't know, I just... The best place to eat around me is my kitchen. How about
well,
you?
Oh, this is a tough one. Anywhere it's fine that I can get something that doesn't have cheese or pasta in it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, okay. So, no really preferences there.
No, I like most food.
I like spicy stuff.
So do I, like curries and chili.
Sometimes I have some chips with some salsa and the really, really hot stuff. That's good.
Yeah, to all the English people, he means crisps. Those heathens call them chips. No, crisps. You said chips, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, chips. To English people, that is crisps.
Okay. And chips for you are?
The potato, the slices of potato.
The fries, okay.
Yeah, the fries.
Okay. Chips are the things that come in a bag. Fries are the things you cook with potatoes.
To English people, chips are the things that come... Chips are the things of potato that they do at McDonald's.
Yes.
But no, traditionally, a chip is chunkier than a French fry. A French fry is a little thin thing, isn't it? English chips are quite chunky.
I don't know. I've never been there.
You should. It's good. Right. Next question.
Okay, that was from Harry Monkey. You can take this one.
Brad, I'm sure many people think you're hilarious. No, they don't. They think I'm pathetic. I know I do. Do you think you are? No, of course I don't think I'm funny. Or do you, is it just English people in general? I think English people in general are funny, but it's normally a laughing at funny rather than a laughing with. Me, myself, I think I can have occasional moments of comic wisdom, but most of the time I'm trying to be funny and I'm failing miserably, so... But thank you for the compliment, and you also, yes, I do remember you PMing me on RuneScape saying how much you liked the show, so thank you. Compliments are always welcome. Yes.
Okay. Next one for you as well.
Oh, the next three are for me. Right. Brad, if I was to visit Germany, what are two things I must see do? Right, well, I've not covered an awful lot of ground in Germany, but the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin is very nice, the Reichstag, which is their equivalent of Parliament, that's very nice.
Didn't Hitler burn that down?
Yeah, they rebuilt it. No, but it's the Allies bombing it, I think. I don't know exactly. But yeah, that's nice to go and see. So there's a lot of nice places around Berlin. The park in Berlin, I love the park.
You live close to that, don't you?
I live pretty close to the park. Well, not really close, but I can walk there. And I like walking around the park. It's called the Tiergarten, which is the animal garden. So, but there aren't any animals there. Not last time I went. Anyway. And the other thing, the south is very nice. I've been to Munich a few times, and the very nice scenery in the mountains in the south. So Berlin and the south, really, south of Germany is very nice.
What about East Berlin?
I don't like going to East Berlin, it scares me. I sort of live what you might call in the, like, if you were to put a line down it between East and West, I sort of live in between. I think I live slightly to the east, actually, but I don't know. I've never looked at a big map and said, oh, look, here's where I live.
So but you weren't before in the communist part?
I think I'm slightly in the communist part. I don't know. I don't know. Either way, I'm not, like, clearly defined. I'm sort of on the line that separates east and west, I think.
Well, there was the Berlin Wall where you, like...
That was the first thing you asked me when you asked me if I wanted to... Well, when you talked to me that before you asked me if I wanted to be a mod was if I'd lived in Berlin when the wall was there. I've only lived in Berlin since like 2003, and I'm probably going back soon. But no, it's a nice place. Better
yes.
If you speak the language competently, but whatever.
Bamsen Weg. Oops, did I just say that?
Yes, you did, Shane.
Okay. Okay, next one for you.
Brad, have you done all the quests? No, I've not done all the quests. I've done all the quests except Morning Ends Part 2, which is the worst quest in the whole world.
That was a fun quest, though.
Fun quest. I tried that first agility obstacle, and I failed it 12 times in a row at 70 agility. 12 times in a row.
Agility potion, maybe?
Possibly. And the other question.
I did it at 65.
Holy crap. How many times did it take you?
I don't know, lots.
Wow.
I just kept going.
Yeah, I get bored easily. And the other quest I haven't done is that The Eyes of Glaufrey one, which is just because I was away when it was released and I haven't got around to doing
it. What was that one about?
That was the one with Glof, isn't it? The gnome. I don't know, I've not done it. The one where you get the crystal saw.
Oh, right.
But I've not done it yet. God. Brad, why do you think my name is strange? Well, I think
Agent Waffles.
The question you should be really asking is, why do you think your name is not strange? Who would ever, like, you know, meet a secret service agent called Agent Waffles? Hello, what's your name? I'm Agent Johnson, and this is my partner, Agent Waffles. It just sounds funny.
He wanted his name changed to that. We changed it to that for him.
From The Haystar.
Right.
Which actually I thought was a better name, but, yeah, I guess it's pretty obvious why it's strange, I mean.
Why is that?
He said, I mean, you know, would you really, you know, be approached by two Secret Service agents? Hello, I'm Agent Jones, and this is my partner, Agent Waffles. You just wouldn't hear it, would you? It's preposterous.
That's right. Okay, and that the one before this was from Rune Beast Zero, I think, and this was from Agent Waffles, so. Thank you for all
Thank you
the
for
great
all your
questions. On
yes.
The Brad Week.
You should have a Shane Week sometime.
Yeah, sometime. Okay, element 118, known as Un Octium. Is that what
you said? Un Octium. I guess so.
Un Octium destroys itself in a fraction of a second. Wow. By firing atoms of metal and another metal, Russian and American scientists have discovered a new element, number 118 on the periodic table, heaviest known substance and probably hasn't existed since the universe was in its infancy. Because there are three atoms of element 118 that existed on average just under a thousandth of a second, scientists doubt they'll ever know much about it. Scientists sought an island of stability that the late master of elemental hunters, Nobel Prize winner, Berkeley physicist Glenn Seaborg, had reasoned that there should be a cluster of man-made elements with such a harmonious number of neutrons and protons that their nuclei did not instantly self-destruct. You're the chemistry person.
Yeah, but how come physics?
Well, how come they make these elements that... What's the point of having all these elements listed that only exist for a fraction of a second?
Because, I think as Einstein said, curiosity has its own reason for existing. People are going to be curious about these things, isn't it?
I don't know. Like, is there any point...
Anyway, far more interesting... Of course there are. But, you know, perhaps there is a purpose for them which we aren't aware of yet.
There's probably a lot more elements that we haven't discovered yet, like on certain little asteroids floating around in space, and yeah. So,
are you familiar with the work of Fritz Haber?
No, I'm not.
He's the guy who invented Zyklon B.
Oh, well, explain what that is for us.
If
who
you don't
know.
Well, for those who don't know, Zyklon B is the gas that the Nazi Party used to kill the Jews. Which is sort of ironic because Fritz Haber's mother was a Jew, so therefore, if your mother is Jewish, then you are Jewish. So a Jew invented the gas that killed all the Jews. Although he was quite a fanatical Nazi, according from what I know of him.
I was reading on Dig that the Nazis are rising up in the east of Germany again.
Yes, there was that story, wasn't there, long ago on Dig about how they in the local German elections the Nazis got a few seats, which is pretty worrying.
Well, don't worry. They learned their lesson in World War II. If the Nazis get into power, they'll just go in with a preemptive strike.
The funniest thing, though, about this passage I was reading about Fritz Haber the other day was it said that both his wives left him. But the fact that Germany... But that didn't bother him. It was the fact that Germany lost the war that really upset him. He didn't care if his wife left him. He just wanted Germany to win the war. That's funny.
Psychopath.
I think he was. But it was funny, though, because before the Second World War started, he had to leave Germany because he was in danger of being persecuted. Now, how ironic would it have been if Fritz Haber had been killed by the own gas, by the gas Cyclone B that he had invented? How ironic would that have been?
Yeah.
He was also famous for something else. This is funny. I was supposed to read this paragraph to familiarize myself with what he's famous for. I think it's something to do with ammonia, but and I didn't remember that. I just remembered that he was a crazy Nazi. I think Haber is something to do with the... Oh, I don't know. I never remember.
Okay, that's a little chemistry off track there about nerve gas and whatnot. So if you want to know about nerve gas, talk to Brad. Elements destroy themselves, so I don't know what the point is. So, next piece of tech news.
Firefox 2
is about to ship any day now. Any day now, actually. I'm running Release Candidate 3 of it. It's not too bad, actually. It's got a built-in spell checker. What else does it have? Spell checker. I like
that.
Can
you download the beta of it?
It's a Release Candidate.
When is it out?
It's out right now, the release candidate, but I don't know where to get it. Just go to getfirefox.com and it should be there.
Okay.
Anyway, some things to look for. Some of the extensions aren't working right now, but there's a way you can force them to work, so that should be fixed. And you remember that memory leak problem?
Yes.
That is called to be a feature. It's called to be a feature because it slows the computers down over time. Some people say it's a function of browser caching. Others blame it on faulty extensions. You know...
I blame it on Oprah. No reason whatsoever.
It's Oprah.
Oprah, whatever.
We got a story about Oprah, like the real one.
Bono, bloody hell, that greasy head twat emotion as well.
Anyways, back to the Firefox thing. You can easily fix this, final version is due any day now, so, and they're already planning for Firefox 3. So if you want to try out the release candidate, just go to, I think, getfirefox.com, and there's a link on the side to get...
You can go to the Mozilla, go into products, and then products.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Right there. You can download it and stuff. RC3! Yeah, Bon Echo, that's the code name.
Interesting code name.
Yeah.
Release Candidate 3.
It's named after a park in Toronto, in Ontario.
Oh. Isn't that in the east?
Yes. Not Opera. Anyways, Oprah and Bono announced a red iPod Nano. Have you seen this Nano?
It looks ugly. I think you showed me a picture.
Yeah, it's on the Apple site. It's red. I don't know if those of you guys that like red might like it. But anyways, the new Nano is a 4 GB red one. It was announced on Oprah Winfrey
show.
Oh,
it looks pretty. Fox 2.
Yeah, it does.
It looks nice. That's all I care.
Yes, back to this. Nice. It was announced on that show by U2 lead singer Bono. Bono?
Bono.
Yeah, and Oprah.
Hang on a minute, how did a web browser introduce the new red iPod Nano?
It did it! It's Opera and Oprah. Jeez, it's Opera spelled different. It's spelled
Opera
different.
Opera is spelled pronounced Opera, and Oprah is pronounced to be spelled Oprah, so Oprah Winfrey and Opera the browser.
Jeez! You can believe what you want, but I have my own way of pronouncing it.
Well, that's because you're Canadian. I'm English, so the English language will be pronounced as I say it.
Fine. Anyways, this is a $199 iPod, and...
I don't like the nanos.
And $10 will go to AIDS research, so you'll be donating money to a charity. Would you?
What?
Would you buy one?
No, because it looks ugly. I'd rather donate... $200 to an aid charity and buy that piece of shit.
Okay. So, check out Apple's site if you want to see it. And I think we're done tech news for this week. So, on to rants.
Brad, you want the first one or what?
You can take the first one.
Okay. I'm talking about construction, just so no one gets confused. Let's see if I get 59 construction. I can put a nice altar in my house, worshipping one of three well-known gods. Saradomir, Guthix, Zamorak. And what is this? If I get level 71 construction, I can worship Jagex's cat, Bob. I can have three altars dedicated to the obvious gods and one dedicated to and yet I can't have anything to do to have anything dedicated to the dead. Depends on what your idea of dead is. God Zeros, not only. But I can't have the window statues or anything else dedicated to Zeros in my house. Too fucking bad. Yet for some unknown reason, the cat seems to have more influence than Zeros. The legendary of the legend... Leader of the legendary Majorat. Majorat. That sounds like an expensive meal you'd have at a restaurant. What will you have? I'll have the Majorat. Thank you. I say you should be able to put in an altar for Zaros, preferably after you've completed Desert Treasure, but I don't care, because I haven't... P.S. Just so you know, Bob is not Zaros. That's just a myth. Bob is Zaros.
Yeah, I know. Like, so God, the guy hasn't finished... He hasn't even finished Desert Treasure, so he doesn't have the full story.
The guy has a fetish with Zaros.
And yet he doesn't do the quest that's so based around Zaros.
Yes. He's a hypocrite.
I really like that quest because it involved getting the diamonds and then putting the puzzle together at the end.
I just liked it because you got new spells.
I like that quest, so... God, like, the guy, like, might be Bob the Cat, but it is Zaros. He says, and then changes the subject when you talk to him.
Yeah.
Next one.
Do you want this?
I want the last one.
Okay, sorry, this one as well. Just walking off Tutorial Island, Bob, let's fast forward this. Bob is now a level 45 member. He is happy. He has not completed every quest, not got 10 plus in every skill, and everything is fine for him. An update comes. He looks on the front page, and it's an update for lower levels, just like him. Now he is getting a bit overwhelmed about these updates, but he says nothing. He keeps getting these updates three out of four times a month. Why? Jagex, why don't you mix some of the updates from Bob, the lower level, and aim the updates at the high levels, the ones that have completed every quest, the ones that are thinking of quitting due to boredom, the ones that have played the game for 4+ years just to receive tiddly updates that are actually in the low levels. Also, I realise there's many updates coming. That's 1 out of 4 updates this month aimed at high levels. Okay.
Have you ever thought of quitting due to boredom?
Yes. What? You stay.
Okay, sometimes I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to be doing after I get, like, 85 Slayer or whatever.
The last time I was on the show, where there's before my battery blew out, I hadn't played RuneScape in, like, a week or two then, and I just used to log on, stand in a bank or nothing, and then just have nothing to do, so just log me out again. I mean, sometimes I am bored because I've got nothing to do. Keep me satisfied in the game.
That's when we had the interface changes.
Have you noticed it's gone back to yellow?
Yes, that's good.
I only noticed that today.
They did that the week after it. I remember last time we heard from you, it was you and Chrysal finished having a little fight about how she likes hitting Down Syndrome people.
Oh, yes. Cool thing.
Yeah, so I think we just got to hear your thoughts on the new interface and then boop. So what do you think of them, actually?
Well, the new interface.
Yeah.
I prefer the orange to the yellow. It's nice for a change, but I don't know.
Yellow is easier to see.
Did Jagex ever give a reason why they changed it to orange?
Lots of people wanted it back to yellow, including me.
No, I mean, did they give a reason why they changed it to orange in the first place?
Oh, no.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so I think this is a good rant.
Pretty good news.
Okay, I'll take this next one. I'm a regular at the Shadow Warriors. I am level 104. Shadow Warriors have become unaggressive to a player at level 97. At level 96, I could get insanely good XP from these monsters because they all had a tendency to attack me within seconds of one another. Combining this with a Dragon Battle Axe special, I could be hitting 50 as many times a minute, resulting in over 1,000 XP per minute. You think that's possible?
No, not 50s. Maybe he means 30s.
Anyways, now that I'm level 103, they are unaggressive. It takes longer to kill them because I must chase them. Yet, level 80, fresh of the block, a new Legend Guild member can gain more XP than me because he's the lower level? My solution, have an option under the tools menu, turn off on or off aggressiveness. Monsters aggressive towards you will still be aggressive if you are not the right level. But higher level player, that means they will have the right to the same perks as lower level.
Hang a minute.
Or...
No, yeah. Go on, keep going.
Okay. Or... Make it so you can wear something that offends a monster, just like the bandit cap. This gives you a choice, as mentioned by someone else in the thread. It also gives you a choice to relax with aggressiveness, or you can concentrate by turning aggressiveness off.
So he wants to make it easy, because he's too lazy to click the bloody things.
But he does have a point, because most of the bigger monsters, you go around and dance around them for, like, 10 seconds.
But, that's the whole point. Jagex don't want you to be... to AFK train. They don't want the monsters to auto-attack you so you don't have to click. They want you to click. They want you to sit at your computer and waste your life away clicking on monsters, getting levels.
But is it right to be dancing around a monster?
No, that they need to fix out, but that's not really much to do with aggressiveness, is it?
Well, it takes time when you have to click on it, because then you start dancing around it after you click on it, and that takes more time.
And someone else runs up from behind you and hits it before you.
Oh, that's fun doing. I just love doing that.
I was doing that at the Giants the other day.
I like stealing arrows from peers.
You're vindictive, aren't you?
What?
You're vindictive.
I'm what? I can't hear you.
Vindictive.
Oh, what does that mean? Never heard of that.
Never heard of the word vindictive?
No.
Well, it normally means you enjoy being mean to people. look, this is the vindictive.
Okay.
This is the exact definition. Revengeful. Resulting from a desire to hurt, spiteful.
Oh my, I'm not like that.
Towards pure as you are.
Shh. Okay. Any comments on this one?
He's stupid, he's learned to click.
So, VD... Oh yes, what few other things to tie up now. Costume contest. I've only gotten, what, I think 2 entries? You can send those to me or Brad via PM. Then Brad will send them to me to collect.
PM them to me. Give me something to do.
And then, yeah.
RSBNB Idol.
Yes, we need your ideas.
And your interest.
Yeah. I've only gotten 2 entries so far, and... if we don't get any more by the end of the month, then those two people will have a contest going on between the two of them. So, and the two people have been Poison 3333 and Blue Brist Singer. They both sent stuff in, so we need your contest entries. I don't know what he was singing. I don't know. So. Yeah, send those in right now. We need them. It's approaching Halloween week, and the one show you'll be on with your costume entry is, what? Next week? Oh, my dear. That's next week. Okay. So, get those in. You have till next week's show, and we'll contact the 3 top people, and if one of them can't make it at our time, then we'll have to go and figure something else out and have them on at a later date. So, have you been doing anything on RuneScape?
No, not much. I bought enough fletching supplies for 85 fletching. And apart from that, I've been fishing a bit, but not much.
I got an 85 Slayer and 106 Combat. I mean, 78 Slayer.
Oh, very good.
Not 85. Yeah, 78 Slayer, 106 Combat, 80 Farming. I've already planted a few spirit trees.
Oh, that's good.
Using garden pie. Brad, you're the chef. Can you make me some garden pies?
Possibly.
Thank you. So anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm getting hungry, so that means RSBNB Update 69. another update in the rune pouch. See you next week.
Another update in the rune pouch. Goodbye.